Blog Talk Radio.
The parts of Adam, what the Cornell was, right? You know, they
originally wanted? Don Rickles. You know that Don did the first three episodes of Bonanza before he quit. Don Rickles is Adam Cartwright. Have one up, this cockamamie show.
Switch the family. Got to sell food to
horses he was rounding him up.
Very sorry.
Think of the Western heroes. Colonel William B. Cody,
So I mean, we really need heroes to make that statement. There's none of this. You've got zip codes and area codes and social security numbers. You've got a bucket full of plastic credit cards and numbers, right? I guarantee you, when the company is, there will be no names. Nobody will have names. Everybody will have a number. And when you go on a date, you have to take the name. Landon, and think about the little houses on the prairies. The walk out there on the desert and look up at the sky and think. Where do the clouds go when they drift away? Think about that. Why is grass green? Why do you always wave volleyball? Think about that. What if Khrushchev had been assassinated instead of President Kennedy? Do you think that Arab Sadr and Isis would have married Mrs. Khrushchev?
Hey, sorry, give me that. Give me that.
You realize that you go to court in front of a jury, that you are putting your fate in the hands of 12 people who are smart enough to get out of jury duty?
There was a relatively simple form of This, of course, was in the pre-television Paleolithic period that the archaeologists refer to as BC. Before Christ. I don't want to deal with the reigning monarch in our living room. It's one of its happiest gifts to us. It was the sparkly humor of the great friend Alan Chip. And I remember when old Titus Moody, that cracker barrel Socrates, was one of Fred's more curiously eloquent inventions, defined television thusly.
Well,
I am much furniture that lights up and smiles at you. That smiling, leering, yelling piece of furniture has been dominating our lives ever since. It's brought us boredom, banality, of course, violence. But is still a young man. Has throughout his career made a valiant effort to reverse that tide. He's doing it again at a time when the most cherished statements of TV entertainment are crime and cockroaches. Here's a courageous fellow daring to go against the grain by portraying an angel. Performs acts of kindness and charity. Kindness and charity? What a wild obsession.
You're right, Ma.
You're really ready for anything that radical.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to give up our beloved karate kicks to the groin.
They rolled through the door.
And the pickup trucks colliding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Michael's kind of programming with its emphasis on real human values. A world where all things right from being straight into our homes. Yes, they have. We need Michael's weekly injection of goodness and decency as desperately as the diabetic needs his insulin.
What about this hotel house? MGM brand. The towels are so big and fluffy, it's hardly for me to see. Stand in the bedroom and made $8 worth of change. Michael Landon said to me, he's slappy, the towels are about 100,000 people here this week. And you're not short on rooms, you have the room with number 50. So basically, you have the oxygen room for them. He's keeping you awake all night for his story. I said, I don't care how loud Bubba Smith snores, he's not going to keep me awake. So I come out of the shower, bubbling over the bed, and I walked over and kissed him right in the mouth. He said, of all night, I can be sleep.
Where you going?
Surely you still have a beginning.
With all the nonsense, you're a tremendous artist. I've never had the pleasure to work for you. I love making plans along those lines. My career's going fine, and you're not going to slow it up.
army. Yeah. And I was getting on a few old shows from, what's his name I watched? Man. He says, how you want a pop? What time you go on, man? Eight.
Thank you. come on. We'll be back.
Felice final del sole, dal sole, mentre
Thank you.
I know, I used to get mail every day. Now you can come to you. The bubbling is coming. Yeah. The sky, right? I have to tell me it, yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Imam. They want me to stay with them, okay, for a much, much cheaper price. $15 a month. I'm upside down, I'm on, but then I cut you loose. They want me to go back to them, see?
What for?
I'll just keep this back to
you. You know who it is? A lot. From 1 month only.
No, continue. $15 a month.
Thank you.
Tell him, but he's in the back there. You got very young, you know? Yes, she's probably. Well, but they started very young. Thank you, thank you. I wish you loved me. Missile strike kills dozens at Ukraine train station.
Thank you.
where you put them. Why don't you do them again?
time to hear from our man of the week. Ladies and gentlemen, with great pride, I give you a message, David, Mr. Jack Benny.
Dad fell again. He's on the floor and can't get up.
What? Well, he's comfortable.
You're seeing something that I'm seeing. How are you doing, man?
Don't give me over them. It'd be too heavy.
So pills you take them 3 times a day.
Are you freaking kidding me? Why 3 times a day?
Because that's what it says here. 1, 2, 3. That's why you got 3 bottles of it.
And why am I taking them? I don't even remember what he said.
Potassium citrate, I think they gave me these at the hospital, too. Something citrate.
What's the purpose?
It's a urine thing, I guess. Well, they say you need potassium.
Something had low levels or something. There's a couple of things that he said was wrong.
Yeah, creatine level without and you know, the major appointment.
I don't need those things.
I swear I shouldn't be there. Tomorrow. Grandma?
Thank you.